It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And the USFL year number two begins on Saturday. By the way, if you live in the Houston area, there will now be three professional football teams vying for your attention beginning this weekend. The USFL is kicking off its second season this weekend. And yes, this comes even while the XFL competition still has two more weeks in their first regular season. The USFL's Houston Gamblers franchise will compete for H-Town's affection along with the woeful NFL Houston Texans. And the XFL South Division leading Houston Roughnecks. At least the XFL's Houston Roughnecks are playing good football. The team is currently 5-3 with two more regular season games to go in the XFL version 3.0's spring football season. For the second straight year, though, the USFL Houston Gamblers will not even play a single home game in the state of Texas. The Gamblers have been placed into the Memphis pod this season, as the USFL wisely branches away from playing every single football game in Birmingham, Alabama this year. Let's talk about sweet home Alabama. Well, sort of. In 2022, the 8-team USFL started operations on a real shoestring. The cost of starting this new football league were daunting. The USFL smartly minimized the cost of operations, travel, hotels, facilities, television equipment, and everything else you can think of by playing their entire slate of regular season football games in a beautiful new football facility located on the UAB campus in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, while the hometown Birmingham Stallions were able to draw 15 to 20,000 for each of their weekend home games, the stadium was nearly empty for the other three games being played each weekend in Alabama's largest city. With only a smattering of football fans in the stands for three of the four weekly games being played in Birmingham, most of the USFL football games look like, on television, you are watching a scrimmage game every weekend. So to help remedy this visual tragedy, the 2023 version of the USFL has added three more cities which will host a weekly doubleheader of games. In addition to Birmingham, USFL games will be played this year at Ford Field in Detroit, home of the Michigan Panthers, the Simmons Bank Liberty Bowl in Memphis, home of the Memphis Showboats, more on them in a moment, and the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, which oddly doesn't even have its own USFL franchise. Birmingham will remain the home facility for the Stallions and the New Orleans Breakers. Detroit will become home for both the Michigan Panthers and the Philadelphia Stars. Memphis will be the home field for the Showboats, formerly known as the Tampa Bay Bandits, and the Houston Gamblers. And Canton, Ohio will be the home turf for the Pittsburgh Maulers and the New Jersey Generals. So why are the USFL games being played in Canton, Ohio when there isn't even a team located there? Last season, the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio hosted the USFL's two semifinal games, as well as the league championship game being played the following weekend. Birmingham's football facility had been booked for more than 1 year with a prior lease commitment to host a soccer tournament at that facility. The playoff attendance in Canton for those final two weekends of USFL games impressed the league officials. And so the USFL rewarded Canton with a regular season slate of home games, well, at least for nearby Pittsburgh, 100 miles to the southeast, and New Jersey. Now, I doubt that very many USFL fans are going to actually make that trek to Canton from the Steel City or New Jersey this year. It's going to be up to the Cantonites, population 80,000, to drum up enough local support for their USFL football games this year. Ironically, it's going to be much cheaper to attend the USFL football game in Canton than to visit the NFL's Hall of Fame. It'll cost you just $10 for a USFL general admission ticket for a game. However, a ticket to the adjacent NFL Hall of Fame facility is going to set you back $43. By the way, in case you didn't notice, the Tampa Bay Bandits have morphed into the Memphis Showboats. Now, last year, the Tampa Bay Bandits, like every other USFL team not named Birmingham, did not even play a home game in the state of Florida. That's why many of us are puzzled about why the USFL decided to move this fake Florida team to Memphis, Tennessee for year number two. Well, here's what the former Dallas Cowboy fullback and now the USFL's president of football operations, Daryl Moose Johnson, had to say, quote, It was a tough decision to shutter the Tampa Bay Bandits football franchise. But with our opportunity to get to Memphis and to work with a group that's in Memphis to buy our USFL vision and become part of that family, well, that's just too good of an opportunity to pass by. As we sit here now and talk about the city of Memphis, one of the things that's very crucial for the USFL family is to engage in the community. And I think Memphis right now is a community that really could use a little bit of love from all over the country. And we hope that we're able to get our guys and our staff into that community and really start to engage and start the healing process from what's been happening there recently. Okay, translation for you. The budget-conscious USFL has looked at a map, and they saw that Memphis, Tennessee was really a good geographic fit, at least for year number two, and had an affordable stadium lease. Memphis is only 250 miles northwest of the USFL's league operation in Birmingham, Alabama. All eight of the USFL teams spend their week sharing practice facilities in Birmingham. Each weekend, two football games apiece will be played in two of the four USFL hub cities, Birmingham, Detroit, Canton, Ohio, and Memphis. Now, the games played in Detroit and Canton will charter air flights to and from those cities, but for weekend games played in Memphis, the league could opt to go with bus travel. You know, it's only 4 hours away from Birmingham via Interstate 22. Now, if football fans in Memphis show up to support the USFL games being played in their market, the league will probably plant a permanent flag in town next year, assuming there is a third year of USFL operations. Meanwhile, for Tampa Bay Bandit fans, you may still get another USFL team next season in year number three, again assuming that there is a league next year. The USFL has hinted that true home games are coming for all of their teams beginning as early as next year.
Yes!
So why doesn't the USFL play more true home games like the XFL is doing? It's money, of course! You can't blame the USFL for taking their time to see if spring professional football is actually economically viable and advertisers to support the cost, as well as people in the stadium. The cost of leasing and operating a football facility in every one of the USFL 8 markets is quite expensive. Just go ask the XFL. Unlike the USFL, this year's inaugural XFL version 3.0 opted to play football games in each team's home city. And other than St. Louis, the XFL's home attendance has been underwhelming. Through the first 8 weeks of the XFL's 2023 season, the average home attendance has been about 13,000 fans per game. Now, that number includes some really terrific support being shown by the XFL's St. Louis Battlehawks franchise. St. Louis has already drawn more than 35,000 fans at their home games, all three of them, in 2023. But if you take St. Louis out of the equation, the other seven teams in the XFL are seating just 11,000 fans per home opener. And now you understand why the USFL is being so slow to take their football games on the road. Metrics, anyone? Last year, the USFL stated that they considered an average television viewership of 1 million fans per game would make their spring football league a viable advertising vehicle. Unfortunately, the USFL's weekly TV audience finished at about half of that stated goal. This year's USFL games are going to be telecast on Fox, NBC, FS1, and the USA Network. And fortunately for all of us, the NBC Peacock Internet Network will not be a major part of the TV plans for this year.
Woo-hoo!
Peacock, you might remember, exclusively handled a few of the USFL games in 2022 and was widely ignored by the viewers. The internet outlet will only be used this year to simulcast NBC's games during year number two. Also notable this year in the USFL, they will only play games on Saturday and Sunday this year. You might remember in last season the league tried a few Friday night games, but the TV ratings were even lower than for the weekend games. So this is a smart business move. Football fans will like to know that the USFL is going to air two games every Saturday, two more every Sunday for the entire regular season. And as for home attendance, I'm sure the USFL would be quite happy if they could find 20,000 fans or more at the stadium being seen and heard on network television every week to add a little bit more excitement to the games. Okay. So which USFL team do I think is going to surprise us in 2023? The Birmingham Stallions finished the 2022 regular season of the USFL with a sterling 9-1 record and then went out and won the league championship. Of course, Birmingham also played all 10 of their regular season games in front of their own local fans. The Philadelphia Stars finished as the league runner-up in 2022. So I recently reviewed the USFL's player draft. Yeah, they actually had a draft back in March. And the Pittsburgh Maulers last year had a dreadful 2-8 season in year number one. They were the worst team in the league. They struggled to score enough points to even be competitive in many games. But the 2023 Pittsburgh Maulers have just drafted some very impressive offensive talent. In the first round, in March, Pittsburgh selected a talented gunslinger quarterback by the name of Lindsey Scott from the FCS runner-up school, the Incarnate Word, in San Antonio, Texas. The 5'11"-inch Scott passed for an NCAA record, are you sitting down? 60 touchdowns in 2022. Woo! That's an average of 5 touchdown passes every single game. In the 7th round of the draft, Pittsburgh then added Lindsey Scott's favorite college target. Wide receiver Taylor Grimes had 16 touchdown grabs in 2022. Then in the 8th round, the Maulers drafted yet another wide receiver. C.J. Turner from Southeastern Louisiana University finished as the Lions' all-time leader in yardage, receptions, and touchdowns. So yes, Pittsburgh's offense is going to be much improved this year. For the record, the Las Vegas experts still favor last year's USFL champions, the Birmingham Stallions. My pick, the Pittsburgh Maulers, are considered to be the league's biggest long shot. That means that a $10 wage over at Sin City today on the Pittsburgh Maulers is going to earn you $90 if they should happen to cash it in by winning the championship later this year. But wagering rule number one, never listen to Swamp Swami's advice.
That's the story of my life. No respect.
I am hopeful that the USFL will improve its television product this year. If the USFL's TV viewership and the attendance at these four pod sites are subpar once again this season, don't be surprised if the league's financial backer, Fox Sports, who owns 100% of it, pulls the plug and ends the losses. Spring football as we currently know it, both the USFL and the XFL, might be gone for good before this time in 2024. I'm Swamp Swami.
Hate it, the truth. Exit. Stage right.